there, podcast listeners. It is all for the kids this week. We're sharing 5 podcast episodes on the theme of best podcasts for kids. There are also some fun things thrown in for the adults, too. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Arielle Nissenblatt. This episode covers the week of December 16 through 20, 2019. This week's show is brought to us by Buzzsprout, a platform that helps you start a podcast of your own. More information on them later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. This show is just that. I'll share our 5 podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes chosen. You'll also hear some of the week's top podcast industry stories from the Inside Podcasting newsletter. First, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Best Podcasts for Kids. The curator is Maggie McGuire, the CEO and founder of Pinna, a podcast app designed just for kids. Here's why Maggie chose this theme. She writes,
I'm Maggie McGuire, CEO of Pinna, the first and only audio-on-demand service for kids 3 to 12. The theme I chose is Best Podcasts for Kids. I chose this theme because at Pinna, we're passionate about kids' audio. We call it imagination-led entertainment. Here's my list of top podcasts for kids that spark imagination and are fun, entertaining, and educational.
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Maggie. Monday's episode comes from Story Pirates and is called Glowy and the Friend Adventure / The Big Chance featuring Jeremy Sisto. It's 37 minutes long. If you are a fan of sketch comedy and musicals, then this podcast brings both together in half-hour episodes that are silly, wacky, filled with music, and always surprising. A big bonus is that the ideas for each episode are written by kids who submit them to the Story Pirates in the hopes of seeing their stories brought to life by a troupe of professional actors, storytellers, and comedians. Tuesday's episode comes from Brains On and is called The Secrets of the Spectacular Spacesuit. It's 37 minutes long. This is a must-listen podcast for curious kids. Every episode delves into why and how things work, where things come from, and so much more. The topics are wide-ranging, which makes it great for any kid. They can learn how elevators work, to the design ideas behind roller coasters, and why some of us feel sick when we're riding on them, and on and on. Wednesday's episode comes from Mother Tongue with Serene, and is called Italian. It's a quick 7 minutes long. This podcast takes listeners around the world to learn new words in new languages. Listeners will learn about culture, music, food, and language, and are encouraged to respond to Serene's calls to sing, speak, and repeat throughout the episode. Thursday's episode comes from Hero Hotel and is called The Side King. It's 24 minutes long. In this fiction comedy adventure podcast, listeners meet Chet Zabrowski, who works at his grandmother Z's Hotel for Superheroes. When trash monsters, glam rock singers, and static electric villains invade the hotel, all while the heroes are on vacation and unwilling to lift a finger, it's up to Chet and his superpower cat Boomer to save the day. Friday's episode comes from the BBC's Animal Sound Safari and is called The Luckiest Cat in the World. It's 18 minutes long. This podcast is delightful and chock full of animal facts, along with some weird, wacky, and slightly gross facts. Listeners find out all about the luckiest cat in the world, how sloths go from slackers to superstars, and what odd noises cute, fluffy koalas make. Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Maggie for this week's theme, Best Podcasts for Kids. You can view and listen to these episodes as a playlist on Podchaser. Head to podchaser.com and type Best Podcasts for Kids in the search bar, and all these episodes will be right there for you. You can get in touch with Maggie and with Pinna on Twitter at Pinna Audio. That's P-I-N-N-A Audio. You can join in on the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag Kids Podcasts. Next, what's going on in the podcast world lately? Here are some of the top stories adapted from Sky Pillsbury's Inside Podcasting newsletter as of Thursday, December 12th, 2019. First story. Podcaster and founder of My Podcast Reviews, Daniel J. Lewis, not Daniel Day-Lewis, has created a handy podcast industry statistics page which updates daily. On it, you can find a wealth of instant data regarding the number of podcasts in existence, the number of podcasts removed or added, active versus inactive shows, and more. For what it's worth, in the last day, we lost 191 podcasts and gained 2,320. Next story. According to reports, Google Assistant now allows people to use voice commands to find podcasts by topic. Sky tested it out earlier this week, and it didn't work so well. Time will tell with this one. Next story. This week on Twitter, Sky put out a call for podcasters to populate their profiles on Podchaser, a platform that allows creators to list their podcast credits, where they've guested, played a role, produced, hosted, and more. Log on to the site and you may be surprised to find that you already have an account on Podchaser, perhaps created by a fan, but you'll still need to claim it in order to edit for accuracy. Podchaser allows creators and fans to build lists of their favorite shows or episodes, see what their peers are enjoying, rate and review other podcasts, check out what their favorite podcasters are up to, and more. And the last story of the day. Earlier this week, Steve Pratt's 20 podcast predictions for 2020 from top podcast industry leaders blog post came out. Here's one of the predictions from Chartable's Dave Zorob. He says, smart speakers will, once again, not take off as a podcast listening device in 2020. I wish I could be more optimistic about smart speakers. There are still too many challenges for them to become a force in podcasting, particularly around user interface. It's hard enough to get non-techie folks to figure out how to listen on their mobile devices. Get rid of the screen, and it's even harder. I hope that Amazon, Google, and Apple will invest in the user experience so we can see growth in smart speaker podcast listening in 2021 to 2022. What do you think about this prediction? Those stories come to us from Inside Podcasting, a thrice-weekly newsletter written by Sky Pillsbury. Go to inside.com/podcasting to sign up for the newsletter. Now, on to this week's sponsor. Thank you to Buzzsprout for sponsoring this week's show. If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own show. Podcasting is super fun, but it can feel overwhelming if you don't know how to get started. Lucky for you, that's where Buzzsprout comes in. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good that they've already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout will get your show into every major podcasting platform like Apple, Spotify, CastBox, and Google Podcasts. You'll also get a great-looking website, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and so much more. And if you follow the link in the show notes, you'll get a $20 Amazon gift card when you sign up for any paid plan. Hey, listener, you can advertise with us too. Send an email to earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. That's all for today, folks. We say the word podcast a lot on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week it was 58 times. Yeah, that's a lot. Think we can beat that next week? Stay tuned. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes we mentioned. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every single Sunday night. This show is written by Ariel Nissenblatt. That's me. It's produced by me. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonski. You may have noticed that we have some new music this episode. Our theme music is by the amazing Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweeto.com for your own music solutions or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's Sweedo. Thanks for tuning in. Want to support the show? Head to our Patreon page at patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective to become a member of our show for literally any dollar amount, even $1, even $1.50, even 50 cents, whatever. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. Have you shared this show with an audio-loving friend yet? An easy way to do that is by, I don't know, telling a friend about it. Let us know that you did, and we'll shout you out in an upcoming episode. Catch you next time. Happy listening.